ESPN Las Vegas. And Game 2 is Monday evening on 1230 The Game. Brought to you by the Southern Nevada Chevrolet Dealers. Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals, Saturday on ESPN Las Vegas. And Game 2 is Monday evening on 1230 The Game. Brought to you by Paul Pata Law. It's not about the injury, it's about the recovery. More Silver and Black talk on the Morning Tailgate with Clay Baker and Vinny Bonsignor.
What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
One, two, three, make it funky.
Yeah, one is the energy. You know, the energy is different. You know, it's just different when you got guys that have been blood, sweat, and tears in this thing, you know, and you can feel it. And I can't help it. Like, I can't help it, you know. And we have fun with it, too. So immature. It's hilarious how immature we are. It's the same thing in New York. We were so immature. But it's because we're players and we're just having fun. And it just helped the business side of it, the football side of it. It'd be so much better, you know. Such a fun experience. And it's so natural. It's so natural. So I think that's the benefit of having a bunch of guys that played the game and also coached it at a high level and have been around some great coaches. These players get the benefit from that, and we get the benefit from it as coaches as well.
That's Ricky Manning Jr., cornerbacks coach of Las Vegas Raiders. We're back here on the Morning Tailgate. Thanks for being with us here on Raider Nation Radio as he talked about the specifics behind of why it's good to have former coaches or former players as coaches right now, and they have a bevy of them in the Raiders lineup. And the way AP built his staff, I think, is very, very smart, because you're getting guys that understand how players also need structure. Players need that certain kind of leadership, but it helps to communicate the message when you know that a guy has been there before.
Yeah.
And especially at that cornerback position, because this is a young, young group that's going to need to be brought up in a quick manner, especially for, you know, Richardson and Devonshire.
Yeah, and Jakarian Bennett, too. He's only going into year two, so mm-hmm. He's just a babe in the woods himself. So it's a very young group. Football gets younger and younger, it feels like, every single year with teams. The economics of that sometimes plays a big role in it. But, just not to say, obviously, that coaches that haven't played can't also coach and be great communicators and great teachers. I look at, you know, Bill Walsh, Sean McVay played in college. I mean, just you can go on and on.
Sure.
On guys that, you know, played football but just didn't reach the NFL. It's not a prerequisite to being a coach. But when you can find those guys that, you know, did do it, and can teach and can motivate, then you have, you know, something that could be a real asset in your building. And certainly players can look at coaches like that and say, well, you know, this guy has been in my shoes. And there isn't a set of shoes or a set of cleats in that Raiders cornerback room that Ricky Manning Jr. hasn't walked in.
Yeah.
At all. Right. There isn't anybody in there that or any experience or any level of play or level of experience, I should say, in that room that he, you know, hasn't lived himself. So you know, if you're a player, you look at that and go, okay, he knows, you know, where I'm coming from. He knows what I'm going through, and this is somebody that I should listen to. And then if Ricky Manning, which I believe he is good at teaching it and explaining it and motivating it, and, you know, then the Raiders have a good young coach on their hands.
And they also talked about, you know, Ricky Manning explores the, you know, development of Jakarian Bennett, which I think is very important because a lot is riding on his responsibilities to take over in year two.
I think the most important thing for him now is he's not under fire. You know, being a rookie and get thrown out there, I've been in that same situation. You're under fire, like, and you're still learning as you're going. Now he has a way higher understanding of the defense, of Coach Graham, how he calls it, and of the game. So it's a little bit slowed down for him now. So now he can really work on that development. He can really get better in the things he needs to focus on. And he's doing that. He's continuing to work. Is he ready? Heck yeah. We still got time to go, though. We still got time to prepare. And every day we're trying to get better. Each and every guy in that room, no matter where they at. And he's just part of that, too.
even as Marcus talked about, a very intelligent player. But now maybe in your second year, you're able to learn more of about the wide receiver releases, as well as all the rest of the things that you're supposed to learn at. You know, maybe it was too soon for him last year, because he still needed to work on so many different things. And even something that he was really good at and noted as a good tackler, that kind of escaped him as well. So it seemed like perhaps having another year helps that game slow down.
Yeah, for sure. But he also got hurt, you know, and so, you know, the time on task wasn't available to him for a good little stretch, because he couldn't get out there and play. And if there's anything that it's like, you know, the coach Stanford that we had on earlier talking about, you can talk about it, you can learn it, you can explain it, you can digest it, but it's not until you actually go on the field and do the reps after the rep, after the rep, after the rep, or get into the games and play games and experience all of these things. That's going to be the ultimate final push in terms of your development. It's the final, it's what it's all about, for crying out loud. And so that was denied him last year, and it did set him back. So, now he just needs to be able to stay on the field and, you know, learn and continue to learn. I can't stress this enough either. There were so many times, you know, since I've been covering this team, where especially on the defensive side of the ball, there was just this lack of continuity, just a bevy of new faces that were coming onto the scene. A lot of young players, like rookies being counted on to start, you know, and it was just this whole collection of inexperience, lack of cohesiveness, trying to get to know, you know, players that are around you. And a guy like Jacorian Bennett's situation, you know, even though he did start last year, but it was only four games, and, you know, he missed quite a few games as well. So as he transcends into year two, and he gets on the field, let's just say he's the starter. Let's just go, in that direction. When he looks around him, he just sees experience upon experience now. And players that have done it, players who have done it at a high level. So while he's being required and asked and needed to do his job at a high level, it's not like it used to be where, man, you know, if he's struggling to learn a little bit, or just, you know, going through the normal ups and downs, and then that guy is, and this guy is, and the other guy over here is, and this guy who's just came over here from the whatever team, and that guy that came over here from this team, you know, if half of those guys are going through their process, the whole thing falls apart.
Yes, it does.
If he is still going through a little bit of a process, it's absorbed amongst all these other positions that are locked down by really good players that are now in, you know, multiple years in the system. And a guy like Christian Wilkins, who's the one lone new face in terms of the starters, he's a superstar. You know, he's one of the best at what he does in this business. So you don't even worry about that. He's gonna understand this defense. He's played in defenses that are similar to this. He just got to go do what you do. So Jacorian can be less under fire in that regard, because the weight of the world shouldn't be on his shoulders. And if he does go through some growing pains, which that's gonna happen, it's not gonna be as blatant as it was, because there aren't gonna also be seven other guys that are going through the growing pains together with him.
Yeah, man. I remember like Nate Hobbs' second year. You know, he's got a team where they're going to put on the right side, on the outside, Rock Ya-Sin. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then there's Amik, but there's also, Trayvon Mullen and Anthony Averett, guys from different systems, guys from all over. And if you're a second year player and you need to rely on, you know, your other guys, is everyone on the same page, because they're coming in for different systems? But if you have questions to ask, you can't always ask those guys. It really helps to have a former, yeah, a former player as a coach to actually like help you along the way, because who's actually in charge of this secondary, who has that kind of, you know, ability to go and be the leader?
Now there's everybody else on the field you can turn to and ask questions to and get good answers from. You're going to get a good answer from Jack. You're going to get a good answer from Nate Hobbs. You're going to definitely get great answers from Trayvon Merrig and Marcus Epps behind you. And if you got to go tap Robert Spillane or Divine Diablo on his shoulder, guess what? They're going to have a good understanding of what's going on. You want to go to Max Crosby? You want to go to Malcolm Kuntz? They're going to be able to be there for you. So that is what always, you know, created such a bad situation for the Raiders defense in the past few years, up until basically last year, and now it's carrying over into this year, was that lack of connectivity, was that lack of cohesiveness, was that lack of chemistry, that lack of experience. You see these great defenses around the league, and no doubt there's going to be change from year to year. But the massive amounts of changing that had gone on with the Raiders, it's just not, from the coaching standpoint to the personnel standpoint, it's not conducive to building a cohesive unit. And they finally have that.
All right, we'll take a break and come back. Vinny Bonsignore, Clay Baker, and you here on Raider Nation Radio. And we'll do a little street legal with Ash from Sam and Ash Injury Law. We'll talk about LaMelo Ball and that crazy situation out there in Charlotte, but also a baseball player with the Padres, who's now received a lifetime ban. We'll tell you more about Tucapita Mercado next.
BTO is back. Bachman Turner Overdrive, featuring Randy Bachman, performing the greatest hits from BTO and the original The Guess Who. Friday, July 19th at Lee's Family Forum in Henderson. BTO Live. Tickets on sale now at AXS.com. Don't miss the return of BTO in concert.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey homeowners, Aaron and Jacob Taylor here, the real estate guys, shaking up the real estate game in Nevada.
Listen up, this is big, folks. Thinking of selling your home? Get ready for a game changer.
Picture this, list with us and pay as little as $1 commission. Yep, you heard it right, $1.
But hold on, it gets even better. We're not your average real estate team. We're the ones who handle repairs upfront, offer cash advances, and buy distressed homes for cash in 24 hours.
And let's not forget, JT, we're the kings of marketing and advertising, obviously.
So call the real estate guys today.
702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. eXp Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Patty Davidson here from BetMoneyHoney.com. Have you ever felt like the odd man out at a friend's house watching the game? After years in the sports betting industry, I can teach you the rules of different sporting events so you can now be part of that crowd of cheering fans with an understanding of the game. Plus, I can teach you how to place a bet on a game, which will completely change your perspective because you too can be a winner. Join me at BetMoneyHoney.com. That's BetMoneyHoney.com.
Modelo is an official cerveza of the Las Vegas Raiders and the JT the Brick Show. Modelo Especial is a rich, full-flavored Pilsner-style lager, delivering a crisp, refreshing taste, brewed with fighting spirit since 1925.
Turkey, bacon, avocado, turkey, bacon, avocado, turkey, bacon, avocado. Need we say more? PortaSub's turkey, bacon, avocado sub will be your new obsession with its next level flavor. Sliced fresh premium turkey with crispy bacon and creamy avocado on your choice of fresh baked bread. Loaded with your favorite toppings. Try it with our garlic parmesan bread for an extreme wow. Get your TBA at PortaSub's today or order online at PortaSubs.com.
Sliced fresh sandwiches, PortaSub's.
Hello?
This is Evil Bill from Big Bank. You owe the bank money and I'm going to collect. I'll call your house 1,000 times a day and even threaten to sue you. I'll invade your personal space by yelling at you over the radio. I'll call your family and friends to embarrass you to try and find out where you are. I'll even tell you that I'm coming to your house or office to have you arrested. None of this is legal, but I'll say and do whatever I can to make you pay. What? Oh no, it's the panda again.
Call Panda Law, 702-818-3888.
Fed up with harassing collector calls? We can make them stop.
If you have debt, collectors aren't allowed to harass you. Call Peters & Associates today to learn your options to get out of debt and make the calls stop.
Call Panda Law, 702-818-3888.
Hi, I'm Rob, owner of Desert Springs Pools. You may not know this, but we've been around since 1994, and we've built over 10,000 pools right here in Las Vegas. At Desert Springs Pools, we pride ourselves on excellent customer service, and the majority of our work is done in-house, which means you get the best pool at the best price. We make the process easy by assigning you a project manager that oversees your work from start to finish. We can do everything, excavation to plaster in just 10 weeks. Call Desert Springs Pools today, and we'll get started on your dream pool.
License 375-73-52987.
Running a business gets more complicated every year, so you need a trusted advisor in your corner, especially when it comes to your workers' comp program. Pro Group Management has been helping Nevada's self-insured businesses for over 20 years. Whether your business is retail, trucking, building, agriculture, or auto, our team has the expertise to make sure your coverage meets your needs. And at a price that fits your budget. Our award-winning team keeps track of all the important regulatory issues that impact your business. We help with safety, compliance, and inspections, because that's what you should expect from a trusted business partner. Find out how to have Pro Group Management work for you. Visit our website at pgmnv.com to receive a free cost savings analysis now. That's pgmnv.com, or call our Las Vegas office at 702-740-4380. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Lynn loves the spring in Vegas, but she hates to paint, so she called Rhino Shield.
It is a single-wide manufactured home. We moved from our stucco home, which we had the Rhino Shield on. Rhino Shield was what we were going to do. That was no question.
Rhino Shield ceramic technology is formulated for our climate right here in Las Vegas.
The Rhino Shield representative came, and we discussed what we wanted done. And this time, we had the roof done as well.
Act now, and you'll get the guaranteed protection of Rhino Shield for 15% off the regular price.
Even the people that have been a little younger than us have said they don't have to worry about getting just an everyday painter, because Rhino Shield has the 25-year warranty, and we truly believe in this product.
Here's Rhino Shield's Shane Smith.
This offer is limited, so call me at 888-RHINO-41. That's 888-RHINO-41.
Don't paint.
Don't vinyl.
Go Rhino!
Paint your house again.
Rhino Shield!
Back to the Morning Tailgate with Clay and Vinny.
Now you hear the music, you know it, you love it. It's time for Street Legal with Sam and Ash Injury Law. If you're injured in a crash, call Sam and Ash, 702-820-1234 with Sam and Ash here with us. Make sure you go online, samandashlaw.com. It's available both in Nevada and in California. Ash, thank you for joining us, and good morning to you. Hey, you know what? Here's a thought. This LaMelo Bell case is very interesting because he's with the Charlotte Hornets. He's in the center of a new lawsuit, but apparently a woman is claiming that her 11-year-old son tried to get an autograph following a game and went up to the car, and instead of getting the autograph, LaMelo allegedly ran over her son's foot and broke it. Okay, so there's physical damages, there's emotional damages. How can you prove it? Because it always comes down to this, and this is why I love you, Ash. How do you prove that this happened?
Oh man, this is a sad, sad case. So a couple things. Hopefully that this kid's parents found a lawyer quickly, because one of the most critical things after certain accidents like this, you want your lawyer to send the arena a preservation of evidence letter, and that will force them to save any and all surveillance footage that might cover and document and show this incident that took place. So one of the critical things, if you're injured on any type of property, make sure you get a lawyer to be able to send out those preservation of evidence letters to the actual location. In this situation, it would be the arena, but sometimes you have to look across the street and see if they maybe have a better vantage point. So hopefully that's one thing to help prove what happened here. Another thing is, you know, you go to the emergency room records. I believe this kid probably was in extreme pain right after it happened and was taken to the hospital. And in the hospital, you know how it goes, Clay. They ask you, why are you here?
Right.
And so, and you're, medical records need to document exactly why you showed up that day. And if his medical record says, well, I was run over by LaMelo Ball or a vehicle while waiting for an autograph, that's a document that helps prove how this accident happened and when it did. And hopefully it doesn't say, you know, I was walking down from getting popcorn and tripped in the arena.
Mm, right, because if you go and do that preservation of evidence letter, they could probably have access to all that, too, if you were injured prior on property. And at the same time, property is very interesting. And I remember in some of the last games in Oakland at the Coliseum where Raider fans were trying to get autographs from guys, you know, in the tunnel. All right. Mm-hmm. These are restricted areas where there's barriers set up in place. Apparently, her son went out past the barriers to go and try to find this autograph. Now, where does the fault lie if you're going in a restricted area?
Yeah, that's a tough, tough situation, too. You know, then you start looking at what level of responsibility did the child, the injured victim here, play in getting injured. And so just by going around a barricade, that's not necessarily enough, but it's definitely something the defense is going to bring up, and it'll be a discussion. And at the way it works is when you go to a jury and you argue, I have all of these injuries, they will then apportion the fault. Was the fault 100% on LaMelo? Was there some portion on the kid for going past these barricades and technically trespassing? And then here's another potential is, was there a security company that failed, or did the arena fail in making sure this was a secure exit and entrance to the arena? They clearly knew that fans lined up there, but did they not have anyone, you know, standing at the barricade to make sure that it was actually doing its job? So those are the different discussions that go and play forward in these types of injury cases.
We're speaking with Ash Watkins from SalmonAshLaw.com. If you're in a crash, injured in a crash, you call Sam and Ash, 702-820-1234, available in both Nevada and in California. Hey, strange happenings in Major League Baseball, especially for the player with the San Diego Padres, formerly of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tucapita Mercado. It has now been levied. Major League Baseball has put down a lifetime ban on Mercado, saying that over 200 bets were related to MLB games that he put down money on between 2022 and 2023, totaling $87,000. Okay, obviously this is not a good deal for any player, but is it the teams somewhat liable for some of this? Because don't they have any access with some of the gaming partners that they will alert the team first that this is happening to remind the player, like, what are you doing? You may be injured, but you cannot be playing in gaming on these games.
Yeah, I don't know enough about the accounts. You know, there's so many email addresses and so many different ways to disguise your identity on these. And so he could have been doing it through a friend. And then you don't, you know, it puts the gambling sites in a difficult predicament when they're being forced to report on their patrons. And so, look, the MLB surely is telling players constantly the legalities and illegalities of gambling. You know, look, there is so many sports out there to gamble on. You can go gamble on cricket. You can go gamble on, you know, handball in the Czechoslovakia. Like, why you're choosing Major League Baseball, the one non-starter in gambling, is just mystifying. And so I wouldn't put this on the gambling partners or the MLB. This is just someone who really had some, you know, complex where he didn't think he would get caught or didn't really care. He didn't consider his livelihood to be that important.
Hey, over the years, you've known how private organizations and corporations involve their investigations. How different are they from investigations through the legal system? I'm sure you got several examples of those throughout the year.
Well, yeah, I mean, the legal system, they have different access and rights to access than private investigations. Mm-hmm. And so private investigations require volunteering and voluntary compliance with individuals, whereas, you know, law enforcement, they can go in and demand compliance. So that's the big difference. And that's why we see a lot of times whenever there's allegations being levied against these players or organizations, that the professional sports leagues, they kind of sit back. They'll take a back seat. They'll say, we're going to do our internal due diligence, but we're going to let the criminal investigation play through. And really, they kind of piggyback off of that.
Okay, I've wondered about that because they seem similar, but they're different in that way because somebody else has got to do the dirty work. I love it. Ash, thank you again for your time today. SalmonAshLaw.com. Injured in a crash, call Sam and Ash, 702-820-1234. When we have you back next week, let's talk about the billionaire homeowner in Malibu who tried to make sure he could keep people off his beach and the entranceway, but he got turned down by the judge. Let's get into that next week.
Yeah, bah humbug.
Yeah, I actually feel a little sorry for the billionaire. Law let him down. Thanks again, Ash, for your time.
Always, Clay. Have fun.
Have fun. Have a great day and catch all our podcasts up online at lvsportsnetwork.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of all platforms. For Vinny Bonsignor, I'm Clay Baker. Have a great day, everybody. Rich Eisen's next here on Raider Nation Radio.
One of hip-hop's finest, Ice Cube.
You better check yourself or you wreck yourself.
Live in concert. Friday, September 20th, 8 p.m., M Resort Pool.
Today was a good day.
Among the most influential rappers of all time, Ice Cube. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the M Resort Player Services. M Resort, the official team headquarters hotel of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Tequila Comisario was developed in the relentless pursuit of perfection with a deep passion for agave. It's the most awarded tequila. You'll immediately notice its beautiful packaging, and after just one sip, you'll experience how smooth it is. It's the Ferrari of tequila, the single highest quality. 100% all-natural handcrafted Comisario tequilas, Blanco, Reposado, and Añejo. Tequila Comisario, a proud partner of the JT The Brick Show.
Hey Vegas, Clay Baker here with you. And it's that time of the year when you really got to watch out for your carpets, because when the pollen starts to add up, your carpet becomes the largest air filter in your home. Did you know? In every year, the average carpet absorbs about 40 pounds of dust, dirt, pollen, yuck. And the good news is that really your carpet is doing its job and avoiding you from breathing in all these contaminants. But that filter needs to be clean. You can vacuum over and over again. It still doesn't get the job done. But Zero Res is the industry leader for removing 200% more soiling and germs and all those contaminants than any competitor you can find. It returns your home back to clean. And they do that with their own ZR cleaning process. Call Zero Res now and ask for the Clay Baker special. Carpets clean for as low as $35 per room. Plus, you'll receive a hallway clean for free. Call 702-840-3333 or go online at ZeroResLasVegas.com. Minimums apply.
It's not about the injury.
If you've been in an accident due to someone else's negligence, remember, it's not about the injury, it's about the recovery. Hi, this is Paul Pata from Paul Pata Law. At Paul Pata Law, we handle all types of cases. Whether you've been injured in a car accident, a motorcycle accident, or an accident on a commercial premises, you can find us on Facebook or at paulpatalaw.com. Remember, it's not about the injury, it's about the recovery.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-348-0269. 800-348-0269. 800-348-0269.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate today at carsforkids.org. Your car, running or not, could be picked up as soon as the next day. No title, no problem. Go to carsforkids.org today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Now now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
CCCU has a bonus for you. High five! It's 5% interest on a bonus checking account, only available at Clark County Credit Union. That's 5% on your money just for using your checking account. Because if somebody's making money off your checking account, shouldn't it be you? Start your summer with bonus checking at Clark County Credit Union. Anyone can join. Isn't it about time you became a member? Funds privately insured by AmeriShare Insurance.
Are you ready to rock? Come celebrate Fremont Street Experience's legendary free concert series, Downtown Rocks, Saturday, June 8th at 8 p.m. with platinum-selling American rock band, Hoobastank. Show me what it's for. And Soul Asylum. Help turn the volume up one louder as Hoobastank and Soul Asylum play their top hits in fabulous downtown Las Vegas, Saturday, June 8th at 8 p.m. For more info on the free concert series, visit VegasExperience.com, where downtown rocks.
Great cities are built on strong foundations. The skilled members of Laborers Local 872 never stop building. From the asphalt on our roads, the concrete in our buildings, the solar fields powering the economy, and everything in between to work safely. Laborers Local 872 is modernizing the Nevada workforce and building a global city. The future is union strong.
Tequila Comisario was developed in the relentless pursuit of perfection with a deep passion for agave. It's the most awarded tequila. You'll immediately notice its beautiful packaging, and after just one sip, you'll experience how smooth it is. It's the Ferrari of tequila, the single highest quality. 100% all-natural handcrafted Comisario tequilas, Blanco, Reposado, and Añejo. Tequila Comisario, a proud partner of the J to the Brick Show.
Never miss another show. Stream us live or listen to past podcasts 24/7 at lvsportsnetwork.com. This is Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
What is it about the running back position then?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Handoff coming left. Touchdown! CMC!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Well, Christian McCaffrey got a 2-year contract extension. A 2-year contract extension averaging $19 million a year. Ooh, it still sounds low.
Earlier on the show, Steelers Radio Network host Jerry Dulac. Coming up, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, indeed. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air right here on our program. Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated is going to chime in about 15 minutes' time. Boy, we're just going to go deep with him because there's so many questions, so many teams that are in action today. Also have my power rankings. I've got my best case scenarios for the AFC East. Hour number three at present, North. We've got hour number three wide open right now. So 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. Chris Brockman, Mike Del Tufo in their spots. TJ Jefferson in his spot. One of the things I love about this show is callers call in and they react to stuff that we're talking about, or they hear how we have certain conversations in these parts and want to, you know, give us something else to chew on, similar to what we normally talk about. When Larry David is here, we talk about social situations all the time, and he's the arbiter of what's right and what's not right. And we just had a caller from Baltimore call in, a fellow named Yusuf, who said that he saw, when he walked into his building at 10 o'clock at night, a takeout box in the lobby. And he says there's never a takeout box in his lobby. It was a complete outlier. And, of course, I mean, do you think he went up to it thinking it was smoking or something like that just to see what the hell was in this thing?
Like, what is this?
But he saw it was a smoothie bowl that had been unclaimed based on the receipt that he saw in there 4 hours, that it arrived. It was ordered at 6 o'clock, and it had arrived and been there for 4 hours. Wanted to know if it was okay for him to take. Certainly since he said he was a food safety guy, which I've never heard. That sounds like something Del Tufo would call himself, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I'm a big food safety guy.
You know what I mean?
I am.
You know, and Brockman came up with it. So, of course, we always ask, I always ask follow-up questions, you know? Like when Larry said that, you know, you don't even go to a destination wedding, and I asked him how far from his house would he consider the point of no return to go attend a wedding, and he said an hour and a half by car. So in that same vein, I asked Yusuf, like, you know, like, how long do you think something can sit out there before you can lay claim to something that's clearly not yours? And is 4 hours too, you know, long enough? You said 1 hour. Chris, which I think is still, you know, that's fast. That's a quick trigger finger.
Saying, if you're like expecting a delivery, you're looking out for it.
But things
clearly,
can happen.
Clearly,
can,
like what?
Now you have to run out. You got to do
an
something.
An hour, though. No, an hour.
An hour is too long.
Here's something
you
for
said
you.
Then two, and in the same vein that I said I love when people call in, David in Orlando, Florida, wants to chime in on this subject matter. I love how things begin to cascade on a show like this. What do you got over there, David? What do you have?
Well, I don't mean for it to cascade out of control.
But?
But, not very long ago, in the apartment building that I'm in, knocking the door in the evening.
Yes.
Not terribly late. But I look at my roommate, and we exchange glances. Neither one of us know why someone's knocking at the door.
Yes.
Neither one of us had ordered anything.
Okay.
Go to the door. There's a bag of, I'll exclude the brand name, unless you want it.
No, it's okay.
McDonald's.
Okay.
Okay.
Thought he was excluding
like
that.
A large, like a family, like.
The bigger bag. The family size bag.
Like, okay. Like with the carry handle. The entire, like, the
so you're
whole
saying
spiegel.
it's food for like for more than just two people. You're saying,
yes.
Okay, so this is a this has been
at our doorstep.
Yes.
And so now, and of course, by the time I'd gotten to the door, the whoever had dropped it off was long gone.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've got no recourse.
Oh, so it was a drop and run? It was a drop and run?
Oh. Drop and run.
Sort of like leaving, like the stork left something on your doorstep, is what you're saying? The McDonald's stork?
There.
Uh-huh.
Because we didn't order it, so there was no notification other than the knock on the door. There's no, we can't contact the driver.
Sure.
And, you know, years of, you know, I had 20 plus years in the restaurant industry. That even if I could contact the driver, they can't take it back. You know, that's
true.
Food that's been delivered.
Were there nuggies in the bag?
This guy.
There was everything in the bag.
But it doesn't matter what's in the bag. So what? So did you adopt the bag? Did you take it in?
And well. Yes.
Yes. What else are you going to do? Okay.
What could he do?
I mean, what else can you do? It was freshly delivered. It was still piping hot.
Oh,
hot fries.
You know, and some of the favorites were in there. So,
favorites.
But it wasn't the receipt that was, you know, what's common now, taped over the exterior of the bag, addressed to our front door. So what else can you do?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
David in Orlando, thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Okay. All right. Well, people.
What's going on in apartment life these days, man?
All right. The poll is out at Rich Eisen Show. Please chime in or call us, obviously. If you live in an apartment building and see a food delivery and it's been unclaimed for a few hours.
All right.
Do you take it or leave it?
All right.
Vote now.
Let me hit that with the old.
Please vote now. It's overwhelmingly leave it right now, 88%.
Let me tell you what happened to me once.
Nice.
I got back home from
the dirt bags
working
at?
Out of town on a show, right?
Yes.
I get home. It's late. I'm hungry. I ordered some food. I hopped in the shower. I came out. I sat down on the couch, and I passed out. Fell asleep, right? Missed the delivery. Now, you're like, why didn't they pick it up? Well, there's an example. I just gotten in from like a week-long work trip and just fell asleep.
And would you be sad if someone had taken your delivery in the morning and you get down there?
Yeah, because I was in a house at this point, so okay. They took the food back. They didn't leave it.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, either way.
But you're in a house. I mean, you're not in an apartment.
I was depressed.
Yeah, you're not in an apartment.
What if somebody, you see, you're living in an apartment building, and you watch somebody bring in a ping pong table? Okay.
Let's make this realistic.
You watch this person bring in a ping pong table. Let's just say he wins it on a game show. Okay.
For example.
Yeah. All right. And he doesn't unpack the ping pong table and leaves it boxed up
in the hallway
for 2 years. Would you be able to take it?
So that means you're coming into my crib.
No, or at least say, you know, call some authority to say, hey, you're clearly not going to use it.
You don't know that.
I mean, it's 2 years.
I mean, it's 2 years.
If you come in the crib, then there's a whole another set of circumstances you've got to deal with. So I don't recommend that. Also, here's the deal. Let's be honest. I didn't get rid of the ping pong table yet because I thought, what if my situation changes at some point? Maybe I'll get a house. Maybe I'll move.
Okay, yeah.
Like, things play into play.
It's funny how you just leave it boxed up, and I'm like, let's have it here in studio. And you're like, yeah, for how much?
Well, yeah, your first mention was buying it. And then when I brought it up, you're like, no, we want a pool table.
So, I just want to
how about this? If I guess the actual retail price of it within $100, do I get it?
No, that's not how this works.
That's a fun game.
All right.
I get the Powerball rich, I get a house, now I got a ping pong table.
Understood.
Okay.
Makes sense. You can buy a ping pong table.
No, exactly. Hey, listen. we were just talking about, you know, something that is left unclaimed by somebody in your neighborhood, your building, right?
I don't like
and,
that.
And you just maybe think about taking it because it's left out there for too long. What if that item left out too long, unclaimed by somebody in your neighborhood, is one of the best running backs in the National Football
League? That's a whole
just for instance, your neighborhood's the NFC East.
That's okay.
And your neighborhood's the Amtrak corridor between, you know, New York metropolitan area and Philadelphia. I'll just say that's your neighborhood.
That's all.
And somebody in that area has a very, very valuable running back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, who's originally from your area.
Okay, yeah.
Your general area. And it's just left unclaimed. Just say, go ahead and take it. They fall asleep. Leave it out there in the NFC East lobby.
And they didn't put a note on his shirt or anything?
No, nothing.
Okay.
You just take that guy. The answer is yes. You do.
That's a different story.
Listen, we talk about storylines in the spring and then in the summer and how great it's going to be in the fall. And it sometimes is overhyping. But man, oh man, oh man, when the Philadelphia Eagles take on the New York Giants this year, let's just say.
What do we got?
I'm going to look it up right now. I should have had it ready. But here it is. I'll put on my glasses. Here it comes. My eyes see. The Giants, the Giants hosting the Philadelphia Eagles, Week 7, October 20th. Just a plain old 1 o'clock Eastern game on Fox. Is that America's game of the week?
Is that a Tom Brady game?
They're going to leave it unclaimed in the lobby of America's Games. Is that what you're saying?
It's part of just America's Games. It's not the game.
It's part of it. It's just not, you know, do you just claim it as America's game? By the way, that's what Fox does, right? They just claim the game. Well, it's America's game.
It's a doubleheader week.
The rest of America.
It's a doubleheader week.
Can say,
I even
maybe
have special
not.
Music I play.
At any rate, there it is. When that day happens, when that game happens, oh, man, we got to hope Saquon is healthy. We got to hope the Giants are off to a good start, right? Or I guess it doesn't matter how the Giants are, right?
No.
But Saquon's coming into MetLife October 20th. And Nick Sirianni talking about how Saquon looks in practice right now. And you could just tell how giddy this man is. He's good. I mean, honestly, we've seen how this running game has worked in the Sirianni era, if you will, if we can call it that, in the brief amount of time. with the legion of running backs that he has thrown out there, but not one of them, with all due respect to all of them that have run very well and successfully in this system, none of them are Saquon Barkley. Now you're putting Saquon with a chip on his shoulder and his quads, because you can place chips on those too. Coming in, this is what he had to say about Saquon, look, what he looks like in practice.
Yeah, of course. Man, Saquon, it's really nice to see him in green. And I know, you know, it's really nice to see him there. Like we missed the tackle on him the other day on the sideline. Now, we're not tackling, but you can tell without pads on, you can tell if that guy made the tackle or not. And I had visions back of, like, him on the sideline and us watching all these plays on the sideline of Saquon making somebody miss and doing it again. It was like, it brought me back to that. And like, man, I'm glad that I wasn't happy that our defensive player missed the tackle on this particular one, but I'm really happy that Saquon, that number 26, is on our side making the guy miss. You know, sometimes you see Giants fans around here with the, you know, being so close. And you know, they give me a good, like, hey, go Giants, and I typically let it go. But if the guy gets me good enough, I usually say, you know, got your best player.
Got your best player.
Got him.
By the way, gotta be honest. He's not wrong. He's not wrong. They got the Giants' best player with the ultimate of respect to everybody else on the Giants roster. He is not wrong. They got their best player. They got their community guy. They got their Walter Payton Man of the Year candidate. They got their guy, the guy that they were building around, the guy that they drafted second overall, the guy that did have an outstanding game in Daniel Jones' best game of his career in Minnesota in that wild card game before the Eagles curb stomped them out of the playoffs. Ended Saquon's best run as a Giant. And the Giants, for some reason, just didn't put the amount of money on the table required to keep him. And we will see how they go ahead and try and win football games without him. And we will see how the Giants respond on that side of the football. We will see if Devin Singletary, coming off of his best year of his career in Houston, can fill the role. And he will have that chip on his shoulder. But if you take all the chips on all the shoulders of Devin Singletary and Saquon Barkley, none of them compared to the one that's on Nick Sirianni's shoulder when he's feeling it. And on that day, week 7, in New Jersey, if the Giants fans dare to even breathe in that man's direction and Saquon does what Saquon is hoping to do,
he's going to get 40 touches in that game.
Honestly. Honestly. He will need Dom's help, I think. Based on whatever's coming out of his mouth in the direction of the stands. OMG. I cannot wait for that day. It is set up. So is Albert Breer. Let's take a break. Our friend from Sports Illustrated, Breer, let's check on how tan he is in June. And then keep in comparison to how tan he'll be in July.
Celebrity tan.
We just want to have enough money for retirement.
And travel to visit our grandchildren.
I understand. That's why at Fisher Investments, we start by getting to know each other. So I can learn about your family, lifestyle, goals and needs, allowing us to tailor your portfolio.
What about commission-based products?
We don't sell those. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in your best interest.
So how do your management fees work?
We have a simple management fee based on the value of your portfolio. So we do better when you do better.
We appreciate that kind of transparency.
We also check in with you regularly to keep you up to date on the markets and your portfolio.
Well, what other services do you offer?
As a client, you have access to resources on investing, financial planning, estate planning, Social Security, Medicare, and more.
Wow, sounds like Fisher Investments has everything we need.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
For the ones who keep stadiums buzzing and shop floors running, there's Grainger. Keep your operations humming with professional-grade maintenance, safety, and industrial products from Grainger. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry, plus same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, Grainger can help you stay on top of your game. Not sure exactly what you need? Huddle up with Grainger's product specialists. They'll tackle your toughest questions to help you move your team forward. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Rise and shine, honey. We don't want to miss our flight.
Our flight is in 7 hours. And we have TSA PreCheck with our Navy Federal flagship credit card.
TSA PreCheck? Getting my bugle through security will be so much easier now.
Learn how you can earn up to 3 times points on travel with the flagship credit card at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
Raider fans, listen up. We in the game. The Raider Fan Convention is back in Arizona. It's the meeting of the silver and black, and it all goes down Saturday, June 15th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. American Legion Post 29 in Glendale, Arizona. Let's treat all the fathers right on the 15th. We'll be supporting veterans and veteran programs. There's super fans, vendors, famous rock, paper, scissors competition, live entertainment, even DJ Balboa playing all day with a performance by 4Dub and BB. Get your tickets today at RaidersFanConvention.com. It's hosted by Sawed-Off and Mike Summers. The featured Raiders legend will be none other than 2-time Super Bowl champion and Pro Bowler running back Kenny King. $20 entry fee and kids 12 and under, you're in for free. It's the Raiders Fan Convention. By the Raider Nation, for the Raider Nation. Get your tickets today at RaidersFanConvention.com. That's RaidersFanConvention.com. We in the game.
Treasure Island is the best food and entertainment value on the Las Vegas Strip. Treasure Island offers a variety of dining options, including their newest restaurant, the Las Vegas Yacht Club. Enjoy market fresh catches and delectable seafood options. If you're looking for something more casual, check out the Golden Circle Sports Bar. This bar has a full sports book and is the perfect place to pregame, watch the game, and party after the game. With a great bar menu and 20 high-definition plasmas, you won't miss a moment of the action. Visit Treasure Island, where parking is always free.
Must be 21 years or older. Please drink responsibly. Management reserves. All rights.
I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers, and I have to laugh when I hear all the attorneys out there falling all over themselves to tell you who's bigger, who's better, or who's richer. It's funny because the American Bar Association found the most common complaints of lawyers is neglect and lack of communication. It's about customer service. At Battleborn, we pride ourselves on how we treat our clients, and our clients seem to really appreciate it. Check out our Google reviews or call 766-1400 for a free consultation. At Battleborn, your battle is our fight.
Remy Martin is the official cognac of the JT the Brick Show. When you're celebrating any of your team's victories, celebrate with Remy Martin Cognac. XO, VSOP, and 1738. Remy Martin, team up for excellence.
PortaSub 6-foot party trays are perfect for bridal showers, casual weddings, and receptions. Feed 12 to 16 guests with 3 different classic subs and let PortaSubs take the fuss out of meal planning so you can relax and enjoy your special day. Order today at PortaSubs.com or on our app.
BTO is back. Bachman Turner Overdrive, featuring Randy Bachman, performing the greatest hits from BTO and the original The Guess Who. Friday, July 19th at Lee's Family Forum in Henderson. BTO Live. Tickets on sale now at AXS.com. Don't miss the return of BTO in concert.
You watch like the extended like version of the RV thing?
Yes, Albert.
With him and Greg Roman?
Yeah.
It was like a 10-minute thing. It was incredible. It was freaking amazing.
Well, if you saw, by the way, Albert Breer here on the Rich Eisen Show. I'm back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by. I don't know if you saw, but Harbaugh said, you know, that Jim Harbaugh said that the Chargers had an advantage because of how hard they've worked out in the offseason. I don't know if that's a reference to the strength coach that he brought from Michigan or what have you, but it's just great to just see him talking and representing the Chargers. That to me, they're going to have a fullback, and I don't even know what the hell they're going to look like. I mean, you have any sense of what the Los Angeles Chargers are going to look like when they kick off against the Raiders, a great week one game later this fall?
I think they're going to look I think they're going to look a lot like all of Jim Harbaugh's teams. You know, and I think I've used this line with you before, and I know you're buddies with Joel Klatt as well. And, you know, I'll steal the line I heard Joel use a couple times, which was, and he may have used it on your show, I'm not sure, but, you know, people have gotten really obsessed with making Justin Herbert better on second 11, and Jim Harbaugh is going to get him in second and five, you know?
Right.
And, you know, I just think there's such, I don't know if there's any other coach, at least in my time covering the league, where what he does is so identifiable and so transferable and has gone everywhere with him, everywhere he's gone with him. And from Stanford to San Francisco to Michigan, and now presumably to the Chargers, it has looked the same. And it is an ability to run the ball. It's a certain dominance at the line of scrimmage. It's having stars on the lines of scrimmage, your tackles, your edge rushers, your interior guys. It's having smart players everywhere. And, you know, it's making your quarterback better by asking less of him. You know, I think that that's really what it is. And that, you know, I think the tendency a lot of times with young quarterbacks is once they show promise, it's like, okay, like, let's put more on their shoulders and let's ask more of them. And I think that that's where sometimes these things fail. Well, what I think the genius of what Jim Harbaugh does is he's asking less of the quarterback. He's showing the quarterback, you got a team around you and we're going to support you and we're not going to put the world on your shoulders and we're going to incrementally ask a little more of you, but we're not going to do it all at once, you know? And, you know, so I think what we'll see from Jim Harbaugh is something that looks a lot like what we saw at Michigan, a lot like what we saw at San Francisco, a lot like what we saw at Stanford. And, you know, I think the cool thing about it again is that he's kind of letting us into his world a little bit more than he used to, which I had actually heard, and I'm sure you heard this too, Rich, like when they had the disastrous COVID season in 2020 and he brought in all the young assistants and, you know, mined, you know, the Ravens staff to go get Mike McDonald. You know, one of the things I remember hearing back then was that, like, a lot of, like, the people that came into the Michigan building then got him to lighten up a little bit and got him to, you know, I think kind of let people in a little bit more. And, you know, maybe we're all the beneficiaries of it now and getting to see a lot of what the Chargers are doing as it's happening.
Albert Breer here on the Rich Eisen Show. And, you know, the fact that I'm sitting here and asking, what are the Jim Harbaugh Chargers going to look like? I think is based on the fact of the moves that were made in the first few weeks of his arrival there,
right,
based on the cap realities of the team that he inherited. I think when he took the gig, general sense was, yes, there's going to be some harsh realities cap-wise that are coming and things of that nature. But I think the general sense was, I can't wait to see what Jim looks like with the Charger team that we've seen the last couple of years, as opposed to the reconfiguration of it.
Yeah.
So that's my wind up for this question.
Yeah.
Which is the team that you've heard from your sources and people and just chit chatting and just talking ball as you do all the time? Of which is the team that there's a consensus that, man, they hit every button properly? From either they changed their coaches or they changed their roster or they reconfigured this or made that, like, which team has hit on every cylinder in the mind's eye of everybody, and that team can make some hay this fall?
This offseason, you're saying?
Yes,
like,
sir.
Specifically, like, boiling it down to this offseason, I would give you the Texans. You know, I just think it's having everything at in a spot where you can aggressively take advantage of the window that you're in when you have your quarterback on a rookie contract and your quarterback's playing at a really high level. You know, we don't need to go over what CJ looked like last year. Everybody saw that. You know, I just, like, look at some of the moves they've made, both internally and externally, that really set them up. You know, signing Nico Collins long term, like, now CJ Stroud knows he's got Nico with him and Tank Dell with him for the next few years. You know, and then you go outside the organization and you see some of the things that they were able to do. You know, like the ability to go in and say, okay, we're going to bring in a Stephon Diggs, a guy who's had experience being a number one guy, right? And we're going to go in and we're going to bring in a Danielle Hunter as we lose Jonathan Greenard. And Jonathan Greenard was a really good player, but Danielle Hunter's been a number one. And I think there was a subtlety to that that a lot of football people noticed, right? Which is, you're bringing in guys who have experience being the guy, even Joe Mixon, you know, coming from Cincinnati. Like, those guys have had the pressure and the attention of being the number one guy before, right? So, you know, like, what is Nico Collins and Tank Dell going to get from Stephon Diggs? They're going to get to see a guy who's been the number one guy, and it's going to take some pressure off of them. Same thing with Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, right? Like, on the defensive line. And so, you know, I just think the Texans have sort of set themselves up where they're able to take advantage of the next 2 to 3 years. And obviously the realities change as you pay your quarterback and everything else, but they're in that window, you know, where for the next 2 or 3 years, they're going to be able to build really aggressively. And they took full advantage of being in that window in the way they handled the offseason.
We're also in that portion of the non-playing season where contracts get done and place, and then obviously have ripple effects throughout the entire league. And Justin Jefferson's contract clearly is that. And I want to talk about two teams that places now right in the middle of this pond of the ripple effect. And one is the Dallas Cowboys and CeeDee Lamb. What is going on there? Why aren't the Cowboys more active in getting something done right away instead of letting the market reset itself multiple times over, from A.J. Brown and Amon-Ra St. Brown to now Justin Jefferson?
Doesn't make any sense, right?
No. Like,
and it's not just CD either, by the way, Rich. It's also Micah Parsons, because Justin Jefferson didn't just reset the receiver market. He reset the market for non-quarterbacks and beating out Nick Bosa and getting to $35 million, where Nick was at 34. You know, now Micah Parsons' ask is going to be to leapfrog Justin Jefferson, which, you know, if you're Micah Parsons now, do you ask for $40 million per?